This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. You're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever is on your mind, and in the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
Silver Dave.
And Johnson should be joining us here shortly. I know he wanted to talk about sanctuary cities, so hopefully we will get a chance to get into that a little bit later on. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome about anything that you want to discuss. And in other news, there's been all kinds of like Bitcoin-related news that we just haven't had a chance to really get into. Are you a Bitcoin guy, Silver Dave?
Well, I am from an investor standpoint.
Okay, you're hoping it'll go up in price.
Yeah. So In my case, I do have a bunch of it, and sometimes I buy more, sometimes I sell some. But I mostly do it as an investor since I think it's got a lot of potential to go up a lot.
When was the first time you heard about it? Do you remember?
2011.
Wow, that's a long time ago.
And I knew a lot of people that were trading a slice of pizza for a Bitcoin.
Right, for a whole Bitcoin.
Yeah, and I think of these people, and it's interesting because I just had this conversation last night with a guy who said, you know, he spent it when it went up to $20.
Right, because he made money on it, right?
He was like, he was spending, he had hundreds of dollars in Bitcoin, you know, at $20 each.
Yeah.
And he said he was like, he thought he had done so well, he was spending. Right. And now we were laughing about it last night.
spent it, and hopefully he got some more later.
Yeah, well, but he still has some, but, you know, it comes in and out. But, you know, but then when he bought back in, it was higher. Mm-hmm. And stuff. So, but to answer your question, I mean, from a principal standpoint, I'm still a silver guy. Like,
Silver Dave.
I do think that if everyone would like trade each other like tenths of silver or pieces of silver for basic goods or services, then I do think that the freedom would occur. However, you know, the problem that it runs into is, you know, people want to buy things online and silver is tough to, you know, send. And so you run into a lot of problems meeting the needs of a modernized society with silver.
What do you think of the silver-backed cryptocurrencies?
And I hear about that kind of stuff, too, but I also just think about, you know, like, well, how, you know, paper backed by silver and gold and the government, how'd that work out for you, you know?
Well, yeah, if the government goes and steals the gold out of the vault, then
Done. And they'll tell you that it's there. But, so those are my concerns. I don't see... Like, I see Bitcoin as having a lot of potential for investors, but I don't see it from an activism standpoint. I know a lot of people do. And some of my really good friends are strongly convicted on the idea that Bitcoin would actually neutralize, neuter the government. And it's possible. I'm not going to say that couldn't happen. I'm just not sure.
It's possible, but it would only be possible if there were a sea change toward it, right? Like right now, Bitcoin is so small. I mean, compared to the average person's wealth, the Bitcoin marketplace is humongous, right? If you go to coinmarketcap.com, they frequently have a very handy chart. Yeah, it looks like Bitcoin is currently valued globally. So all of the Bitcoin, there's about 17.8 million Bitcoin out there. In total, the global market cap of the value of Bitcoin is $195 billion. Is that billion? Yeah, it's $195 billion. So just under $200 billion, which that's a lot of money to the average person,
compared to how much money is out there.
To Chase Bank, it's not a lot of money, or to the Federal Reserve or whatever.
Does this say how many dollars quote exist? Do they make
No, I've heard there's like $1 trillion though.
Well, You mean in physical paper dollars?
Physical, yeah.
Oh, well, what I've been trying to figure out and I've wondered about for so many years is how many, you know, like, so, okay.
Maybe you have paper dollars. Maybe it's paper and, no, it's got to be more than that for non-paper. I don't know. It's a good question.
Yeah, so you got paper dollars,
yeah.
But then you got, like, digital dollars, and some of that is in, like, derivatives or in debts or in actual. And what I've wondered is, what does that all add up to?
I don't know.
and that, to me, is one of the big question marks. Is, you know, what does that all add up to? Because that would actually be really useful information to the monetary system. Like, for example, I know these guys, they're covering stuff up. They manipulate all kinds of stuff. And then, of course, like, they loan money out of thin air. And they say there's this, quote, national debt. But, you know, they calculate that as something. But I feel like everything is, especially when it comes to government and debts related, everything's way bigger
than what they make it seem. Yeah.
So whenever there's like a giant iceberg under the water of what it is that's way bigger than what they say. So anyway, so I've just always wondered, what would that number be of actual dollars if you said, in fact, Bitcoin's at $200 billion?
Yeah, $200 billion worth of Bitcoin.
Yeah, so I mean, obviously, that comparatively to the dollar circulation supply or calculation, that's obviously that would be some huge number, gigantic. If the
quote, there's many more dollars than there are bitcoins, and that's actually one of the good things globally about Bitcoin. So the idea was that, as I understand it, with Bitcoin, that you know you can take it down to 8 decimal points. And so the idea behind the 21 million from what I, or 20, yeah, the 21 million Bitcoin is if you go down 8 decimal points, it's roughly like a trillion Satoshis or something like that. That's what I think I've heard. Johnson now joining us. Welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Hey.
So we're just kind of generally talking about, you know, Bitcoin. It's been in the news. We haven't done a lot of coverage of it recently. But
it's dead, right?
Oh, darn
I've heard
it.
About that. It's in the news. It's always in the news.
Somebody didn't tell. We didn't get the headline on that one this time. This headline is actually the opposite. That the Bitcoin network. This is from Cointelegraph.com. I've had this one on my show prep for a couple of weeks, but thought it was worth mentioning. Bitcoin network now 8 times more powerful than it was at its $20,000 price.
Ah.
So what happened in late 2017, many of you know our listeners probably are aware, but if you're new to the show and you're new to Bitcoin, you probably don't know this. It did peak up at the very end of 2017, in mid-December, I think it was, to close to $20,000 per Bitcoin. It then tumbled after that down as low as $3,000. It's now recovered to about 11,000, 12,000, somewhere in that range over the last week. But what they're talking about here is that the computing power behind Bitcoin, the amount of computers working to what they call mine Bitcoin. So there's miners out there, and these are very, you know, expensive systems, computer systems that essentially are dedicated to the task of mining Bitcoin. And that's, you know, I'm just sort of brushing over that with a very broad brush. We're not going to get deep into how mining works and all that. But the idea is the more computers there are mining Bitcoin, the harder it becomes to actually find Bitcoin. So it sort of scales. Mm. The more people enter the mining business, the more the difficulty increases. And
you said that there's only 21 million Bitcoin that could ever be mined.
Correct. And now, right now, there are about 8 million already.
So, but then what happens when it's all mined?
That's a good question.
Does it go back into something? Or does it
so what happens then if we even make it to that point? Because that's not going to likely occur until 2140 or somewhere around there.
It gets
so it's
harder to mine.
Years. Right.
The more of it that they mine.
Not only does it get harder to mine, it also, the reward cuts in half every few years. So if you'd started mining Bitcoin in 2011 when you first heard about it, the reward would have been 50 Bitcoin per block that it was found, and that happens roughly every 10 minutes. So about every 10 minutes back then, a miner who found the block would get 50 Bitcoin as the reward. Well, after a few years, that cut down to 25. And after a few more years, that got cut down to where we are now, which is 12 and a half.
Who decides that?
The program was decided at the very beginning. So I guess it was Satoshi Nakamoto, the creator of
the algorithm.
Bitcoin.
to scale itself down.
Correct.
So to be anti-deflationary.
And as the value is going up, the price
or
is
anti-inflationary.
Anti-inflationary. Yeah,
it's technically inflationary, but it's a predictable inflation rate.
Right.
And this.
How could someone predict that inflation that well?
Well, they programmed it.
Right.
There's more coming up here. 855-450-FREE. It's part of the scheme. 855-450-3733. And we can continue. And your calls and thoughts, welcome. Plus, Sanctuary Cities on the way. Johnson's going to tell us about it coming up. Free talk.
Oh, yeah.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know. You've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion. Located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556, icagoldsilver.com.
I'm a little obsessed with My Magic Mud. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, the founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I didn't even know my teeth were coffee stained. A week's worth of use convinced me, and now I use it every 3 or 4 days. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, and I think it cleans better, too. My Magic Mud's available at most local health food stores, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, CVS, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle, but I can get it for you for 20% off with coupon code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. FTL20, MyMagicMud.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here on the radio. Our toll free number for you is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, moving people into sanctuary cities, moving specifically immigrants into sanctuary cities. That's an idea that somebody's floated, and I think it might have been the Trump administration, but Johnson, you've got the story. We're going to get into that coming up here with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
Silver Dave.
And Johnson.
And don't forget about Edge Wallet. It is the wallet that I use more often than any other out there. It's a great wallet designed by a veteran team that have been building wallets for cryptocurrency since 2014. You may remember the Airbits wallet. That was their first wallet. The was Bitcoin only. Now they've got a multi-crypto wallet that'll support a bunch of your favorite cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin Cash, Bitcoin, BTC, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, Dash. Now even Ravencoin is in there. Get on over to edge.app to learn more about it. You can buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies there. And they, of course, are available for both iOS and Android devices. So you can get your Edge wallet from your Google or Apple App Store, or again, just go to edge.app to learn more about it. As we continue here, we just kind of started out with a little bit of Bitcoin news, a little bit of good news, and that is that Bitcoin, according to Cointelegraph.com, BTC, now has more computing power behind its system than ever before, passing another milestone as its hash rate reaches an all-time high. So they're saying it's actually 8 times more powerful, the Bitcoin network, today than it was at the time at which its price spiked to $20,000. So what that's suggesting here is that there's now even more money that's backing the Bitcoin network, because the more computers that are mining it, again, the more people enter the mining business, if you will, the more difficult the mining becomes, the more secure the network becomes, because the more nodes there are on the Bitcoin network, the more impenetrable, the more, you know, impossible it is to take it down. The government can't stop it unless the government of the world could somehow raid simultaneously thousands and thousands of computer locations all across the planet. I mean, it's an impossible task. So the more people that jump in, the better off everybody is. And so the fact that it could reach 20,000 2 years ago, when it's, you know, when the mining strength was an eighth of what it is today, I think that there are a lot of people who might say that bodes well for the future price of Bitcoin. If indeed people are backing Bitcoin, you know, the network of Bitcoin with money, because it takes money to get into mining. You got to be able to pay for some pretty expensive computer hardware. It used to be that, you know, back in the early days, you could mine Bitcoin on your laptop. You can't do that anymore in any kind of meaningful fashion. You've got to be a pretty serious player to, you know, you got to have at least like a ballsy graphics card or dedicated mining hardware to get into this. So the fact that people are pouring even more money into this Bitcoin mining system is an indicator, you know, potential indicator. And I don't, you know, I don't make predictions about the future. I'm not a, you know, I can't see the future, but it sure looks bright, I would say, for Bitcoin and cryptocurrency in general, because it's, of course, not just Bitcoin. There are a bunch of cryptos out there. Bitcoin's just the biggest network. It currently occupies, according to CoinMarketCap.com, the total market cap for all cryptocurrencies combined is, at least the 2,000 or so that they track, is $286 billion. Of that, Bitcoin represents $195 billion. So Bitcoin is about 68%. Of the entirety of all the crypto universe. So that's, you know, the one that everybody watches. And if there's 8 times the mining strength behind it than there was at its peak in 2017, you know, I'm going to hope that means it's good. That's an indicator it's going to go up. Your thoughts are certainly welcome if you want to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. According to the story over at Cointelegraph.com, it's broadly accepted as a measure of how robust Bitcoin's transaction security has become. Hash rate has broken multiple records in recent weeks and months. It has hit all-time highs in June and also in July. The figure did subside a little bit over a recent weekend, but regardless, it's very, very strong, and that is definitely a good thing for the future of crypto. It may be that, you know, we don't see much lower than $10,000 Bitcoin in the future. You know, when we'll all look back and be like, whoa, wow, remember when Bitcoin was just $10,000 per Bitcoin? That's certainly something I think we can all hope for.
So Bitcoin needs to start going up by about $2,000 a day, roughly, I think is what it is.
For what?
For John McAfee to be safe.
Oh, and his prediction?
Over the next, because he's got...
Did he predict that in 2020 or 2021?
By the end of 2020. So okay, he's got 16 months. So that's about $2,000.
Was it $100,000 or $1 million?
$1 million. So yeah, for Bitcoin to be optimistic. At $1 million by the end of 2020, it's going to have to start going up by $20,000 a day. So yeah, I'm hoping that McAfee has a particularly good brand of barbecue sauce that he likes.
He did say he would eat his own body part, a specific one that we probably can't mention on the air, if the Bitcoin price did not. And he said he'd do it on television.
Yes,
the Bitcoin
national
price,
television.
I don't
somehow
do
that's going to be on national television.
Even if the price doesn't go to $1 million, I don't think that he's going to do it. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he is either. And, you know, it wouldn't be the first time.
You say that you'll eat your stuff barbecued, but
it wouldn't be the first time McAfee has made and broken a promise.
Well, he made no mention of barbecue. I'm just thinking that, you know, if you're going to eat that, you're going to want to cover up the taste somehow. You know, you're probably not going to want the raw flavor.
So, if you want to join the conversation, you definitely can. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. So I just wanted to share that little bit of good news. In other related news, blockchain.com is now launching and has launched their own cryptocurrency exchange, which is a pretty big deal for people that, you know, have been paying attention for a long time, because I think they started back in like 2011, Silver Dave, when you got into Bitcoin. I think blockchain.info originally, and then they changed the URL to blockchain.com. They both still work, but they started out as like a wallet service, and now after close to a decade of existence, they're launching their own exchange. And so that means that they're going to have like a built-in user base of, I think, millions and millions of people.
I realize, I still have a blockchain wallet that might have like
some crypto in it.
Some crypto that was just sitting, but a very small amount, but it's probably been a very long time, like many years since I've checked it. So
if you can log in, it might be worth
a couple hundred bucks.
Might be worth it. So check them out. Of course, the folks over at Bitcoin.com bring this show to you. If you want to trade in Bitcoin Cash, you can buy and sell it with a variety of different payment methods. I actually just bought some Bitcoin Cash today with PayPal. Now, of course, some of these methods, especially if you're a seller, are a little more risky than others, so keep that in mind. Make sure you do your due diligence and learn about what the ups and downs are of these things. But you can go to local.bitcoin.com, and that is where you can get to sell with dozens of different payment methods over at local.bitcoin.com. Somebody's car alarm's going off outside, and I suspect that it's mine. So we're going to get back to more here in just a few moments. And of course, you can join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I think I got it. 855-450-3733. We also have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Coming up, Johnson, you've got the story ready, right, for sanctuary cities. Should immigrants be migrated to the sanctuary cities? This is, I think, what Trump has proposed. And we'll get into it coming up on Free Talk Live.
I am giving away $100 in Bitcoin Cash on September 2, 2019. And I'm not giving it away because I like giving away money, quite the contrary. It's because I need a favor. Please go to demo.freetalklive.com and fill out the survey there as thoroughly as you like. There's an optional email slot, and if you put your email in there, you will forever be signed up for whatever prize I'm giving to incentivize people that month to fill out my form. Advertisers need this info on our listeners, so fill it out as truthfully as you can, please. Demo.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump addressing workers at an energy plant in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where he spoke about China dumping cheap steel in the United States.
I mean, we need steel for defense. We need steel. What are we going to do? We have a little bit of a problem. We have a little bit of a conflict. We'll say, listen, China, could you do us a favor? We need help. All our steel mills are closed. Could you send us some steel, please? We don't make steel anymore. Well, we make it now.
The warden of the jail where convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein died of an apparent suicide is being reassigned. The Justice Department announced Attorney General Bill Barr made the decision to move the warden to the Bureau's Northeast Regional Office, pending the outcome of two investigations into Epstein's death. Two staffers at the jail were also placed on administrative leave until the investigation concludes as well. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free if you want to join us. Here, our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We also have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Coming up, we got Silver Dave wants to talk about gun church. We'll get into whatever that means on the way here. But first, we've got the story about sanctuary cities and possibly migrating or moving immigrants into these sanctuary cities. That has been the proposal that Donald Trump, I think, has at the very least tweeted about. We can get into that story, and of course your calls and thoughts are welcome. By the way, if you want to start taking Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies at your point of sale, then you can easily do that by going to helpmetakebitcoin.com. The folks over at AnyPay will walk you through the process, and you'll be easily able to accept Bitcoin and Dash and Bitcoin Cash and Zcash and several other cryptocurrencies at your cash register. Or maybe you don't have a cash register. Maybe you're a service person. You're going around fixing pipes or, you know, laying bricks or whatever it is that you do, and you want to collect from your customers directly. You're walking up to their front door. Pull out your phone, use the AnyPay app. It's super easy to do. You can just go and download the AnyPay Take Crypto app, and you can just set it all up from within the app. It's way easier now than it ever was. Go to helpmetakebitcoin.com, and they will walk you through the process. Even if you've never even had your own cryptocurrency wallet before, they can help you at helpmetakebitcoin.com. As we can continue, of course, we will take your calls about whatever you want, but the immigration issue continues to be one of those issues that just fires people up. They get very emotional about immigration, and they really, honestly, don't even know what the facts are. They don't have much experience with actually knowing immigrants, working with immigrants, because there's a lot of mythology out there surrounding immigration, and unfortunately, emotions get the best of people. So whenever we bring these topics up, it's almost inevitable that we'll get some very, very emotional and uninformed, I will say, calls on this particular topic. So, Johnson, you have a story about this issue tonight that you wanted to share.
Yes. So, this is from theadvocates.org.
Is that the Advocates for Self-Government?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Great
they have
libertarian
a newsletter.
Organization.
Yep. They have a newsletter, and they do some pretty good articles in that newsletter. So I decided to pull this one out.
Excellent.
So this is from The Liberator Online. A new controversy is that President Trump has endorsed the idea to move undocumented immigrants to sanctuary cities. If an undocumented individual...
Let's define sanctuary. I don't know if they do, but let's define a sanctuary city.
Let me see what we got for a definition for what a sanctuary city is.
I mean, I can do one off the top of my head.
So, yeah, you do your...
So my understanding of a sanctuary city is any city in which the government there, usually the police department, has a policy that basically they will not run an immigration check on people that, you know, are on the streets or that they've pulled over or that they are arresting, that they are not going to necessarily make any kind of special effort to assist with ICE. If ICE, for instance, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement bureaucrats, if they want to come to town and conduct a raid or something like that, they're not going to do anything to assist them.
So according to Wikipedia, a sanctuary city or a ville sanctuaire, if you're French, or ciudad sanctuario, if you're Spanish, refers to multiple jurisdictions, typically North America and Western Europe, that limit their cooperation with the national government's effort to enforce immigration law.
Right. Now, there was some controversy here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we live, because the Cheshire County Sheriff has implemented a sanctuary county policy here. They will work with Immigration and Customs Enforcement if they're looking for an actual criminal, as I understand it. So like a violent criminal. So let's
right.
say that there's a murderer on the loose
right.
and or a someone who's wanted for murder. They will assist in that situation, but I don't think that they will... I think that their policy is that if it, you know, they just pull somebody over, they're not going to ask them to see a green card or
right. papers,
they're not going to show, yeah, not going to require them to show their papers, and they won't conduct an immigration raid just for the sake of immigration.
Right.
So I'm really glad that policy exists here. I understand some people that makes them very mad, which I think is silly. Because a lot of the people who are angry about sanctuary cities would normally be people who would defend the idea of states' rights.
Right.
These would be people who on any other issue, whether it be gun rights or, you know, whatever conservative style issue that you might want to put forward, they would be all in favor. Well, we need to have local, we need the states to be able to make these decisions. We don't want the federal government shoving things down our throat. But when it comes to immigration, well, then they're totally fine with the federal government shoving things down state throats. So, you know, try to stay consistent in your belief system, please.
So it goes on to say here, if an undocumented individual moves there, they will no longer have to fear deportation. They will also be in a city where they are welcome. The problem with this, however, is that it would be forced relocation.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of the merit of this proposal, however, one must consider that the merit of sanctuary cities in general, this article will demonstrate that sanctuary cities for immigrants is not only a good idea, but a great idea for all issues. And then it goes on to say, sanctuary cities for all policies. United
yeah.
States federal government is much too large to be governed. Uniformity can only work for so many people. With this in mind, we need a radical step towards decentralization. While the federal government continues to dominate the people, it is time to fight back. First and foremost, it is the duty of the states and local governments to nullify unjust laws. For example, there is a federal ban on the possession and use of marijuana. In spite of this, 10 states and D.C. have legalized or decriminalized recreational marijuana. 33 states and D.C. have legalized
medical marijuana.
Even more states than 10 have decriminalized. They were slightly...
Yeah.
It's 10 have legalized, and even more have decrimmed. I mean, there's... I don't know what the count is on decrim, but it's significant.
Yeah. So, and then 33 have gone medical, and this is an act of nullification. All of these areas are sanctuary states.
Mm-hmm.
Moving beyond that, what about guns? Should a state be able to nullify the NFA and allow the sale of machine guns to their citizens?
Absolutely.
And absolutely is exactly how the article
falls. I have not read this article. but by the way, before you go on, we've had calls from New Mexico where the New Mexican state government passed a law. So nullification can also happen at a county level, too, where the Mexican or New Mexican state government passed a law with like one of those red flag laws, I think it was, where they can easily slap somebody with this red flag certification or whatever, and then they just take their guns away from them, even though they haven't been convicted of anything.
Right.
It's usually like a domestic, alleged domestic violence situation. And sheriffs across New Mexico, like a couple dozen of them, basically banded together and said, we're not going to enforce this law.
Right.
And so they started using the terminology sanctuary gun cities or sanctuary gun counties or whatever, or something like that. They were using the sanctuary concept, but using it for guns. And I thought, well, there you go, you know, Republicans. Now you're kind of getting it. You're supposed to, okay, let them have their sanctuary city for immigrants. You can have your sanctuary cities for guns. And then, you know, I love their idea of just expanding it out
for
there.
Everything.
Right.
Yeah. So, they say, should a state be able to nullify the IRS and refuse to enforce income tax?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Do it.
Cities, of course, also have this right. Government, if it must exist, ought to exist as locally as possible. By localizing, politicians fear their constituents more. Local governments are far more accountable than federal governments. Better... not perfect, is this next sort of subtitle here. Sanctuary cities create a way out for people who are not satisfied by the federal government. It creates true diversity in government.
Who is satisfied by the federal government? I'd like to know. Yeah. If you're out there, give us a call. The toll-free number is 855-453.
It's the greatest government. It's the very best government that has ever been, let me tell you.
That reminds me, I do have a Trump-related story in my show prep. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733.
So great. Really, really great.
We got more on the way here. Plus, your calls and thoughts are welcome, and folks are on the line, so you're coming up. 855-453, that's toll-free. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Adam Baratta, author of the book Gold is a Better Way. It became a national bestseller. It's now become a movement. My member site went live 1 year ago, and since that time, gold is up $250. It's outperforming the highest flying stock market in history by 15%. And for the first time, I'm opening up my live gold summit to non-members. This is a $1,500 ticket for free. Join me and my over 5,000 members via live stream on August 14th. And learn the secrets to the next gold boom. The event is for investors with over $100,000. If that's you, text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. Get your $1,500 ticket for free for our August 14th live event now. Text GOLD SUMMIT to 49776 and join the movement. Text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited. Join us here. The toll-free number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're up there at discord.lrn.fm. Just hop into any one of those. We'll see you there, join you in it, and then you will sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. It's Ian Silver, Dave, and Johnson in the studio. And we're going to get back or deeper into your story, Johnson, about the sanctuary cities for everything. Why not? Who could be opposed to the idea of sanctuary cities for everything? Because if you are opposed to that, then you must love the federal government. And if you love the federal government, then we definitely want to hear from you on our phone lines at 855-450-FREE, because it's hard to believe that somebody like that actually exists. But maybe you are out there. 855-450-3733. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, we're going to start out with Greg. He's in New York. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I have a bone to pick with the federal government.
Oh, good. Good. We like that.
Currently, the president of the United States has his administration has. There was a leak recently of a bill or some executive action they were contemplating about censoring the internet. Have you heard about this?
No. Tell me about this.
So, conservatives are very concerned about how other conservatives are mistreated by Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and others,
right,
namely being deplatformed, and they consider this to be very biased. They think mm-hmm. that people on the left are not being deplatformed at the same rate, and therefore this is a thing that they wanted to combat. So Donald Trump has, and his administration has cooked up essentially a possible executive action that they would use to direct agencies to go after Facebook, YouTube, and others for doing things they don't like.
Go after them in what way? Like, I know I've heard people talking about breaking up Facebook.
Yes, that's Elizabeth Warren, and they were considering doing that sort of another government action to break up these companies. And well, look, I'm basically saying I want to call in and say the following.
Mm-hmm.
I think these platforms are extremely large. Some of them are larger than most countries. And you have the same kind of power imbalance between the platform, just like you have with large governments. They can't police everybody. They're not sure who is posting what. It's very hard to do that. And again, the reason is because there's no alternative. And I think there should be an alternative.
These websites? There's definitely alternatives.
Well, yeah, the alternative to Facebook, for example, where all the people hang out and comment.
There's really not anything comparable to Facebook that you could, like, choose. So, I mean, they really do dominate that social, you know, I mean, what else? It has as many people connected as Facebook.
So, wait, you're under the impression that this is being driven by the Trump administration and the Republicans?
No, not at all. That's a reaction to what's happening. I think what's happening is in many areas of software, like blogging, we have very good open source software.
I'm talking about the bill to, like, or the action to censor the internet.
Oh, yeah. This is 2 days ago. It was leaked that the Trump administration is preparing the Trump censor internet. Yeah, if you Google the word Trump censor internet.
Yeah, I did. It's written, Section 230 is written by Ron Wyden, a Democrat from Oregon. So I did Google it. The executive order is actually written by a Democrat from Oregon who wants to censor Nazis.
Well, I don't, yeah. I'm not sure if that's any better.
No, it's not. It's really not. And then they'll work together on it.
Where are you getting this from? Just
CNN.
Okay, CNN.
Very fake news.
I got it from nextweb.com, but sure. Uh-huh.
Well, there's lots of links. I went through the link tree to get back to as official of a source that I could find. I actually want to find the actual section.
I'm talking about the FCC rule interpretation. I'm not talking about any law.
The Communications Decency Act, which is Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act.
Part
of the Telecommunications Act of 1996, which CNN is, of course, writing about the fact that, you know, the Trump administration would use this to potentially allow the FCC and the Federal Trade Commission to engage in policing social media censorship.
So, hold on.
But the original Section 230 was written by Democrat Ron Wyden, who is from, a representative from Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's just scary.
So, what they're proposing, I just want to make sure I'm clear on this here, is, Greg, just to make sure we're all talking about the same idea, the Trump administration, in tandem with some Democrats, are coming together to say, okay, we're not going to censor the internet. We're going to just police these other companies and how they restrict people on their platform.
By allowing the FTC and FCC to work in concert to basically regulate the internet and say, like, these organizations. It's kind of like how the FCC makes a company like Clear Channel regulate and censor
radio.
The airwaves.
Right.
It's not that the FCC is necessarily doing it directly, right? They'll probably levy fines, and if, you know, Facebook or whatever, if they hear of something and there's reports, they would probably fine a social media company. But they're not necessarily doing the regulation directly, right? So that's probably similarly how they would work.
It's similar. And also there is already a bill that passed last year called DASTA-FOSTA, which had to do with essentially child pornography being posted on these sites.
Well, community standards, right? We know these things when we see them.
SESTA-FOSTA was a crackdown against websites that had prostitution-related advertising on them, or at least that was the proposal. And what it ended up doing was killing the entirety of the Craigslist personals section. Craigslist just took their entire personal section offline.
It's kind of exciting that they're going to try this old government tactic again, considering the fact that it's the most ignorant possible thing that they could possibly do, because we don't live in 1960 or 1950 anymore. We're not on airwaves. This is the internet. If they go through with this, it's going to make an uncontrollable dark web massive. It will make the internet, and it'll split the internet in two.
Well, I want to know more about what exactly is being proposed.
Right.
I mean, so we're pretty new to the story. Greg, what else did you want to share about this?
Two things. One, I wanted to share that you could see authoritarian governments in China and in Russia to some extent do this kind of thing, where they put more and more mechanisms in place, And then those mechanisms are abused by future administrations to censor things like political dissent
right.
or whatever, you know. And you could see this happening. The other thing I wanted to say is I don't believe in using government to break up these large platforms, but I do believe that these platforms need open source alternatives. So I think the open source movement should step up and build alternatives, just like WordPress, but for social networking. So we can get off.
Well, the good news is they already have. There's already Mastodon, which is a very successful alternative to Twitter, and we're on the Libridon version of that. So Mastodon is a decentralized. It's a decentralized federated system. So software exists. It's open source. It's free. You know, anybody can download it. They can run it on their own server, and therefore the Mastodon company or the organization that has created this software can't actually control it. And it turns out that they actually kind of got mad about that recently because the Gab company that had been this sort of alternative or alt-right platform, they ended up launching their own Mastodon server, and it became the number one most used Mastodon server of all the Mastodon servers. And so the Mastodon programmers, who I guess are kind of lefties, they actually tried to do what they could to push out the people on the Gab server. So not only did they disconnect Gab's server from their servers, because that's what you can do as a federated system, you can just sort of disfederate from another server, but as I understand it, they also encouraged the app makers, because there's like a dozen or so or more different apps that you can use to interact with Mastodon servers, they told these app makers, you need to censor Gab. You need to not allow users to log into the Gab Mastodon or else something or other. They were going to somehow.
Oh, there you go. And you got the beginnings of a federal government in the Mastodon universe.
Well, but the point remains, the one thing they couldn't stop was Gab from running Mastodon. And so you have this sort of decentralized system that already exists.
There's an article with a title from the beginning of July from Vice that actually says, the Nazi free alternative to Twitter is now the home to the biggest far-right social network.
That's right. Yeah, we covered it in some level of depth here on Free Talk Live when that was actually going down. Greg, thank you for the call. Thanks for bringing this to our attention. I think we definitely need to get into this deeper here and find out more about what is being proposed, what they want to do as far as regulating Facebook and these other social media sites. Are they going to write this to where they can regulate any website that's got a comment system, or is it only going to be targeted at these massive social media sites? There's more on the way here. Hour number two is next. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
Are you locked into a crappy schedule where you're forced to report to work or even to a relationship where you're not allowed to do the things you want to do? That sucks. Wouldn't you prefer to live a more free life? There's another way to live. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone, is often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. GoDark Dags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GoDarkBags.com/FTL. That's GoDarkBags.com/FTL.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.